Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on social media at JT Literally. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far in the weeds on the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Anabots. We build AI with heart. Our AI-trained sales and support assistants work 24/7 to increase sales, reduce costs, and free up your time so you can focus on growing your business. If you want to install 24/7 near human sales and support in your team on your business, go to anabots.ai to learn more. We have some low-cost options to fit any budget. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Frank Rizzo. Frank is a co-founder of Stone Capital Investors. He has over 20 years experience in real estate as a broker, owner, and syndicator. For the past 12 years, he has been active in the MHP space, mobile home parks, and during that time, he has acquired and repositioned over 20 communities and 1,567 lots. Starting his entrepreneurial journey in high school, Frank obtained his real estate license at 19 and went on to earn his Series 7, 24, and 63 licenses by 23, later opening up his real estate brokerage, Cornerstone Realty, at 28. Frank, welcome to Basic Business AI. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your business?
Josh, first of all, thank you very much for having me and having this great program because this is such an important topic and it just touches on everybody's business. And from the real estate perspective, I mean, there's so many different ways where you've started to see AI be implemented, right? From one on the basic level where you're dealing with, like, we handle a lot of rentals. A lot of people looking for housing, affordable housing options. And when they contact our management office, I mean, if you think about it, for years, Josh, we've had message bots, right? So if someone wanted, was asking, inquiring about a home on your website, that was a bot that was going back to you and trying to schedule a time. So it's if you didn't do that and you weren't having that basic level of, AI, you were missing out. You were missing out on, people and connections being made from that. From the, investment perspective, the way that AI could help go through the data, and clear up the search for viewing properties or getting better underwriting on that properties, that's such a key because what might have taken you, 10 hours, you can shrink that down into minutes. And that I think is, going to be able to give some people who learn how to utilize that properly a huge competitive advantage going forward.
Yeah, and specifically with real estate. So I spent 5 years working with a multifamily syndicator, actually. And this was before AI was a big thing. And I know that one of the biggest challenges is being able to sift and sort through tons and tons of data and reaching out to people and connecting and engaging with them. And man, it's a lot of work.
It's, I happen to love doing that research and trying to, like, find the nuggets in that research and trying to delve into different markets. However, it's a very time-consuming task, and you hit the nail on the head. So we're in the mobile home park space, right? Manufactured housing, which in all the areas of real estate is probably like the last frontier. It's the most, mom and pop space in that entire real estate, subsectors. And with that, there is, or there has been, very little information to be able to find when you're trying to dig for information, trying to pull out from the weeds. And having AI or having an AI bot help you pull out that information is so key to being able to find good, accurate information, and that information where you can make decisions from, right? So that's really the key. The key of using this is to help you make your decisions faster, to know which way you want to move or pivot. It's one of the reasons why we actually created an AI to be able to use called ChatMHP, which was just based on, you know, manufactured housing. So if we go there and we're looking for information in the mobile home park space, this was designed specifically, and it's the only industry specific AI on the market, you know, available. And so we kind of created that. We were pretty happy to help us even find the information. We use it on a regular basis just to help us in our searches.
So tell me a little bit more about ChatMHP. What are some of the practical use cases for this?
Well, the practical use cases, if you know, I'm going into a new market, right? Like, so I happen to be in the Sun Belt, right? So I own and operate communities in Georgia, Alabama, North Carolina, South Carolina. I can go into a market and I can find out how many mobile home parks there might be in that market, right? I could get a semblance of where that market is in terms of ranges of price for, you know, lot rents. And that's information that might take me a lot more time, right, to do that myself. But here, it's kind of like an advanced search. If you could think of it in layman's terms, it is just streamlining the search to give you the information you need because you're feeding it with better questioning. So, you know, and I'm not a tech guy, right? So I say this as a guy who's a complete layman, but we happen to work with people a lot smarter than myself to kind of develop this. And we've been able to use it ourselves, you know, even on our last purchase. Hey, what's going on in this market? Let's find out some data and we can pull that information and, you know, saves us some time to do other things that you know, AI can't do.
Yeah, and that's really what it's about. AI is not about getting into the weeds of all this technology and trying to, you know, outsmart somebody. It's actually about simplifying. And what I hear from here is if you were going into a new market that you were unfamiliar with, one of the first things that you do as a real estate investor is you find other real estate investors who are in that market and you say, hey, what's this market like? You talk to brokers in the area, you pull some market statistics and you find the local cap rates and the trends and are there new employers coming or going? And you look for all those things. And it sounds like you built a tool that basically does all of that for you with AI.
Correct. Yeah. And the idea was to streamline the underwriting process a bit, right? It's never going to take the place of, you know, boots on the ground or connecting with people who are there, but it would definitely help you find the right people, right? So, you know, I can go to Google and, you know, Google's, you know, sometimes can give you some information that's not great, or maybe only gives you the people that are sponsored on the first page. But sometimes if you dig deep enough, the information you might need is a little further down. And here, the idea with AI, with the AI is that let's use it's learned enough to get you directly to the source, you know, at least with a you know, a closer proximity of what you need. And then you could fill in the gaps. So, I mean, that from that perspective, I think, you know, it's a tool that businesses are going to have in their toolbox and using it because, quite frankly, I mean, it's all about how efficient we can be in doing the jobs that we do, right? And so you try to look for where you can create efficiencies along the way, because that can help you drive down costs. I mean, there's a whole myriad of benefits that can happen from that.
Yeah. And so tell us, is ChatMHP, is that publicly available or is this a private tool for your company?
So we developed it as a resource tool, and it's actually publicly available on the mhpexchange.com. That's a website that we created as we went through our journey, and we realized that, you know, doing what we do and what we love to do. I mean, our you know, our niche is turning around trailer parks to beautiful, affordable housing communities, right? And we believe that strongly that manufactured housing is maybe not the solution, but definitely one of the solutions for today's housing crisis that we have in this country. And I think that's an issue that affects everybody. And one of the ways to solve it is manufactured housing, which is the most affordable housing stock. And as more people were coming, were interested in the space, finding good information and finding good data was a problem for us. And it was something that we thought we'd be able to work for us, it would work for other people, and hopefully inspire people to come into the space with good ideas and turn these communities around. And that's been a real focus and our passion in doing what we do.
That's awesome. And so where can we go to learn more about that? And who are you really looking for to engage with?
So you go to the mhpexchange.com. That website it's really the one spot where we have opportunities, news, education, and entertainment. We have a podcast that we put out and a video series as well that people can find out information about mobile home park investing, what it's like to own and operate, one of these communities, and how this is really a great investment opportunity for the right investors, right? And kind of demystify some of the bad information that's out there. One of the tools that's on there that we do offer people is that chat MHP, where they can kind of get an opportunity to see the AI in motion. And not to get too technical, but one of the things people have talked about with chat GPT, I'm sure your audience are familiar with that, is that it has hallucinations, right? If it's not specific on something or you don't prompt it with the right questions, you can get bad information back. And because this is specific, like industry specific, market specific, the information you get is a lot cleaner and better and more efficient, right? And so that's really what we were looking to bring out to the market. And for us, people who are interested in finding out how, realizing that in this affordable housing crisis, there's an opportunity and how they can participate in that. For us, that's we're great to share that knowledge and share what we're doing and see who wants to come, along for the ride with us. So there's a multiple different ways people could do that.
Excellent. And so, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guests for coming on here, Frank Rizzo, for coming on and sharing a little bit about his MHP, chat MHP bot that is revolutionizing how we are breaking into new markets with mobile home parks. For those of you who are interested in learning more and engaging with Frank, you can go to his website, themhpexchange.com, and learn a little bit more about what he's doing and get involved and reach out to him. So, hey, if you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so that we can represent all voices, especially those 80 to 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. And I don't think this made it into the recording, but right before we started, I think we were talking about, hey, we're not going to get too technical on this, because if so, I'm just going to go to the water cooler while you do that. So yeah. That's a great example, right?
Yeah.
And so Frank is the kind of guy that we want on this podcast, because Frank's not a super AI pro, but he found a way to use AI. And those are the ideas that we really want to spark on this show. So you can apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team that actually has a heart, for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. You can learn more by going to anabots.ai. We'll see you next time here on Basic Business AI. Oh, by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.